I'd like to call this meeting to order and for our invocation and pledge of allegiance tonight. If I can get him to stop talking, that would be Now, my very favorite Special Olympics volunteer, Pastor Dan Keck with the Curie Memorial Lutheran Church.
Well, thank you, Marilyn. I appreciate that. And I love being here. So it's good to see you all today. So.
Prayer first and then the pledge?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, thank you for this night. Lord, we thank you for this town of Curie Beach and all those who live here and those who visit and those who are a part of this community. Lord, we pray that you would give guidance and blessings to our leadership, those who are on council. Help them to make the decisions to continue to move this town forward, doing the things that we do best, welcoming all those folks who come to visit and caring for those who live here. Lord, all these things we pray. Amen.
Please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we've had some fairly traumatic events in Curie Beach recently, part of which turned out to be very sad and especially traumatic for the family, and one that because of two of our firemen turned out much better. Could I ask JD and Taylor to come up here? Okay. I think what's most unusual about these two gentlemen is that they aren't even full-time firemen. You're part-time. You're volunteer.
I'm volunteer.
So we got one volunteer here and one. And Taylor over here is
JD.
Part-time. JD is part-time. You gotta have name tags on. I can't do this without name tags, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so JD and JD Jr. Oh, Taylor.
I'll go with that, yeah. Okay. Pretty handsome man, I'll get a junior to that.
Okay, now, one thing we haven't been able to get straight because I understand Ed really did all the work. That's what
That's what we always tell.
Okay.
We tell him
that. Okay, he was telling me which one just happened to be down there very near the pier when the young man jumped off and the other one jumped in to try to save him. Which one was closest to the pier and went after them?
Actually, first? I think JD got the report and he got there first and I got there second.
Okay.
I saw him hit the water and I just went in to assist JD. He was the primary. He did all the hard labor. Me, I was just right along for the ride.
Which one squealed really loud?
That would have been me, probably.
I just want to say, you know, all of our policemen and firemen are so wonderful about keeping our town safe and putting their lives on the line every day if necessary. And this, though, in particular, jumping into the ocean as cold as it was on that day and as cold as the water was, and without giving it a second thought, we just wanted to let you know how much we appreciate you. So on March 6, 2017, Taylor and JD, in a manner reflecting the finest tradition of the firefighting profession and the Curie Beach Fire Department, by rendering an outstanding service to his fellow man with the attempted rescue of one person and the successful rescue of another, all the while swimming in frigid Atlantic waters. So I would like to shake your hands.
Thank you.
of consent agenda. Do we have anything to change or add or delete?
I have an add, Madam Mayor. I would like to add the Curry Beach Community Center volunteer naming Sarah Barham and adding her to the committee. Barham, B-A-R-H-A-M. Item 10. I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. May I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda with the added number 10.
I'll second that.
Okay. Adoption of our regular agenda. I would.
Yeah, vote first. Yes.
Oh, we didn't vote.
Motion second.
Yeah.
That doesn't just cover it.
No, you didn't vote. There you go.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Sorry.
That's okay. Under our regular agenda, under old business, I would like to move item 4 up to number 1 and therefore renumber the other 3 accordingly. And it has to do with our new building and our architect and some other things that we will be discussing in closed session. Nancy, have you heard from Lee Crouch?
He's here.
He's here. Okay. Okay, so that's my change. Anybody else have anything else they would like to add? Okay.
So I make a motion we adopt the agenda with the movement of number 4 to number 1 under old business.
Okay. Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we do not have anybody to address the council tonight. Discussion under committee business, Board of Adjustment, Community Center.
It's great being on the Community Center because I'm now their official spokesperson. Anything they have to say comes through me automatically. I'm here tonight to talk about some of the things that have gone on at Community Center. In particular, we are in the process of having a plaque made for Ron Griffin, who he never taught me how to line dance, but I guess he's sort of the line dancer of the community, and unfortunately passed away this year. And again, unfortunately, we tend to recognize people after they die as opposed to while they're living, which brought up a lot of stuff at our meeting. And they brought up the Spirit Award. And everyone sort of cringes when they hear that because they remember, first of all, its political nature, and it was felt. Second of all, whenever they had recognition events, there was like dinners, they had 100 people there, it was a huge affair. That's not what we're asking for. Obviously, we don't have a whole lot of volunteers in the different committees. It happens that our committee is full. But other committees have vacancies. Volunteerism today is not natural anymore. First of all, there's two people in the family that are working full time. There's a work and family balance. Even professional organizations have trouble getting people to run for office anymore. So we're figuring how do we boost this up and recognize people who are volunteering. And the theory was to possibly put, not ads, but articles in the Island Gazette periodically with the committee mission statement and in bold the names of the people that are on the committee. We're not doing it for recognition, but recognition is nice. And if people know that these people are volunteering and doing a job in the community, a little pat on the back doesn't hurt. So it's sort of transparent. It doesn't have to be a big event. It doesn't have to highlight an individual necessarily. But the committee itself and the members, and we're proud of being on the committee, and we want other people to know that. One of the things that also was brought up is maybe some of these committees are meeting at the wrong time. I mean, we meet at 9:30 in the morning. That means that we're a bunch of old folks that are in the committee, because everyone else is working. So, you know, maybe some of these committees, by virtue of the time change, might attract other people. But I know volunteerism is tough. Let's take advantage of those people that are volunteering, give them some sort of acknowledgement. It's not a big thing to do. It doesn't have to be a burden. It could be weekly, bi-weekly, monthly. Get it, you know, where a different committee is highlighted with the mission statement. And I know some of the mission statements may need revision, and that might be the opportunity to do that. And give it to the committees to say, okay, your committee's being highlighted this month. Let's put something together, make sure the names are all in there so we're not forgetting anybody, they're all spelled right, and submit it so that it can be presented to the Islands there. And then a little pat on the back. So that's sort of our recommendation at the present time.
Okay.
So
I think I came to that meeting.
Yes.
I really liked the idea that you came up with, and I asked Nancy Hewitt to check to see what it would cost us to put you know, some type of ad, if not story, in the paper. And Nancy, do you remember what they said about a quarter page or a half page?
Yeah, it's $2.50 flat rate.
Okay, regardless of whether it's a half page or a quarter of a page.
Right. And there's space between the space that we have for news that could be used for, mm-hmm.
No, I don't think so.
In any case, if it is more expensive than we thought, maybe it should can be one time, everybody or something. But I think we ought to look at it.
I do too. I like the idea of maybe having a whole half page for everybody one time, and then a breakdown, you know, with the individual committees.
Yeah, we're not trying to get the town to spend a whole lot of money, yeah. But again, within the confines of the budget, is what we come up with that is effective and appropriate at the same time.
Well, volunteers are important. They do a great deal for this community, and we appreciate it.
Good. Okay, well, thank you very much.
And I guess what might also help is not just the list of your committee members, but if you have people that come to the barbecue or anything else to volunteer anytime during the year, present and former, or you know, really see to it that as many people as possible are addressed. We wouldn't want
to
leave anybody out.
To do that. Again, you know, the fear that you run into whenever you do that, as we discussed, is if you get someone's name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that's worse than having all the other names in there, but that's the price you pay.
While you're here, let me also mention two things. I spoke with Harry Tuckmeyer, who's head of the New Hanover County Libraries, and his staff have a big staff meeting this week, and he said he would talk to them about working with the town of Curie Beach on having at least one or more programs during the year. And he's going to let me know what they think, because first of all, I found out the Children's Music Festival that we've had the last 2 years, they wanted to try it in their new park downtown right beside the library and see how that works out. Hopefully they'll bring it back to us next year. But that means they don't really have an activity going on at this end of the county like they do at Northeast Library all the time and at the main library. So he's going to get back to me and let me know what his staff thinks about that and what kind of ideas they might have.
Great, just contact us.
Yeah. And then the other thing that you brought up, Sunny said because of the sprinkler system and some wiring, because of the lighting and everything, that he would feel a lot safer doing the area there around the sign and painting the sign before our 70th.
It's already been done, according to Craig. It's fair now.
Well, I haven't even been down there to look at it, paint the sign too.
We were about ready to go out there and help you, but it's already been done.
Okay, you're going to go out there tonight, right, and paint the sign and put a new bulb and the light and everything. But you can thank Jimmy for that, because we talked about that in a department head meeting last week, and Jimmy's the one that went back and made it happen, and I made them an offer that they refused to cut the grass out front for them. But lo and behold, the next day it was, wow, it was cut. So the grass fairy was out there cutting it.
You know, Madam Mayor, I was talking to Sonny about this, and he said if they would be willing to do it, he would give them a hug. I think, you know, it was Jimmy a hug.
Yes, yes.
I was a little hesitant.
I think it was Jimmy a hug, so I'll remind him.
Okay, maybe you could give him a handshake and your wife could give him a nice hug. So, but thank you guys for just being so involved and thinking of so many things to help us. I appreciate that. Marketing committee, they...
Was there any consensus? Are you going to discuss that?
Well,
as far as recognition, I think you should go in the budget process with everything else.
Yeah, yeah, that would be a good time to discuss it. And meanwhile, you guys can be, you know, thinking of things to do and ways to do it and who's going to be responsible for it. Okay. Our marketing committee meets this week or next week, Nancy?
Next week.
Next week. Okay, if anybody's interested in coming to that one, they're going to have all of the people who do the marketing for us there to talk about what their plans, their upcoming plans are. Parks and Recreation Advisory Board. I met with them at their last meeting, and they have three members now, and two of those members usually cannot make it to the meetings because of their jobs or extra work that they have to do. So we had a long talk about how the committee got started, which was when the Oceanfront Park was built, and some of the agencies, some of the grant agencies required the town to have a Parks and Rec committee, and in fact their mission statement ever since then has been the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board will create park settings and provide recreational opportunities to Curie Beach residents to improve their quality of life. Well, I don't think they ever really had a chance to create more park settings. They certainly did work on opportunities. But since then, we also hired Nikki, who has just been an absolute godsend for us, and she's taken over most of the committee's responsibilities and is using ad hoc committees for special events like the 70th anniversary. Also talked to them about, you know, with Nikki's part in that, the only thing left that they are doing month after month after month is the disc golf, because Mike, who's chairman of the Parks and Rec, is also head of the Disc Golf Association on the island. Now, that meeting, he has 45 people to come to every month, but he said he would be glad to come and talk to council every quarter and let us know when they're having tournaments and when they're cleaning up out there and all the help they get from Public Works. You know, anything will just continue like we've been doing. But anytime you want them to do a lot of that work themselves, you can remind them that Mike said he'd be glad to do it, okay? So talk to them about the possibility of disbanding the committee, and Mike and Patty, both the two that were there, agreed that it had, again, their meeting was at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Again, makes it very, very difficult for people who are working all day. I know we had one young man who really wanted to be on there, but teaches at Cape Fear Community College, and in fact has night classes and day classes. And so they seem to be very, very agreeable, in fact, almost relieved over it. So any discussion? Questions?
No. Make a motion we disband the Parks and Rec Advisory Board as we have a full-time person doing that job now.
Second?
Second.
Okay. Joseph, maybe. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Planning and zoning. Is John back from his trip yet?
He is not. I understand he extended it.
He won't be back until the middle of next month.
April 14th.
Really? That's, what, 4 months?
Well, he was going 3/4 of the way around the world, but then they decided to go.
To just do the whole thing. I am so jealous. And he didn't take any staff? He didn't take you or anybody else on the commission? Okay, well, he better have some good pictures when he gets back.
I don't want to see them.
Okay, SLAP, something has come up, and maybe John can address this a little bit. We had Spencer Rogers here today, who rode up and down the beach, and was asking him about areas to plant sea oats, and he indicated that most of them looked very, very good. Did you notice any particular areas?
No, ma'am. Were you going to prepare a report for next month? Do you want to talk about that now? Or?
We can talk about it now, I guess, if you're interested. The basic message we got from Spencer was that we're in good shape, that there doesn't appear to be any need for CEOs planning this year. Obviously, there's always a concern down by ocean dunes and hurricanes, but that is a unique area that probably won't benefit from any additional vegetation at this time. He had recommendations or has suggestions for the folks down there if they want to listen to him, if they want to meet with him regarding the dunes and any reconstruction down there. But overall, I was quite surprised and pleased at Spencer's assessment of our beaches, and we will keep an eye on it with a couple of minor suggestions of putting up possibly some rope fences to prevent people skirting around the stairs and the access points. And there was some discussion about the Hatteras ramp at Davis Road, that is perhaps a liability in a future storm, and it might be recommended that we think about building that up so that it's not a low point through the dunes. But other than that, it's very complimentary to our beaches.
That's great. Mm. John, did he have one or two of our crossovers that are going down in the sand instead of crossing over the dunes that we need to address?
He mentioned issues that he's noticed in the past in regards to either beach crossovers or vehicle crossovers where the elevation of the crossover is with holding the dune from growing even larger. So we've got two areas that he thought could use some attention, our Davis Beach Road access and then the lifeguard access beside the lifeguard shack. And what he suggested is building that dune up and then building the ramp over the dune. That way the surrounding dunes are able to continue to grow.
Okay. Maybe you and the committee can work with Public Works and see about what we could do to...
It's not a new suggestion. He's mentioned this several times over the years.
Well, then, Dennis, why don't you, maybe your committee, look at that and see if that's something we need to do out there. It really looks like it would help protect the dunes a little bit more if we extended them, or whatever it is we would have to do to work on. Okay? And I think at the department head meeting, we also talked about going on and putting the lights on the crossover, Nancy, was that right? And then waiting till fall to actually do the construction.
You suggested that, but I have a different recommendation further in the meeting under old business.
Okay. So we can discuss that under old business. Okay. Okay.
Dennis, is it still y'all's desire not to do parking with that committee?
Yes.
Okay, can we change the name then? Just take Marine Parking. We'll no longer have a parking.
Would you like to make that motion?
Make a motion we remove parking from Shoreline Access and Beach Protection Committee since they will no longer be in charge of parking.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. And I think after we look at the town survey, do we know anything? I assume it's no longer available to people. It's ready to actually run and calculate.
Yeah, I sent something out. I think it was probably today. Sorry if people haven't seen their emails that we discussed at the next meeting. So it is, we had 471 surveys, but some of them are duplicates, I believe, based off the IP addresses. So there were 80 that were the same IP address from the website and the email address, and we're still collating and going through to make sure that they're not repeatings. But the basic information is in a PowerPoint in your email, okay, so you can look at it and we can talk about it at the next meeting.
Okay. Well, thanks.
Yep. Sorry I didn't get it out. I had reserves this weekend, so I slowed it up.
That's okay. We know how busy you are.
Yeah.
Cape Fear Disability Commission, I understand that the alternate position is open, and Nancy, remind me to talk to you about that because I think I have a young man who might be interested in being the alternate. Okay. Discussion and consideration of department head business. Administration.
No.
Finance.
I just have one very quick thing that I didn't get in time to be in the consent agenda, but just a budget amendment, but it's fairly a significant one related to stormwater. And it really goes along with what we talked about at the retreat, which was not financing part of a big project that's going on right now. So it's actually to take additional funds out of our fund balance. And in addition to moving $400,000 that we said we were going to transfer into a special capital project fund, we won't do that. We'll just keep it all within the stormwater fund, mm-hmm, plus add another $250,000 to that. So this just does... takes care of that, I guess, for accounting purposes.
I make a motion we approve the budget amendment as presented to support stormwater work.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Thanks, Arlen. Yes, I travel to pay for stormwater work.
Okay. Building inspections.
Real quick item, I was invited to a meeting at New Hampshire County today, along with Carolina Beach, Brexit Beach, and the City of Wilmington. New Hampshire County has recently sent out an RFQ for software services in relation to building permitting and development services. They found a software company that apparently has great reviews and works really well, especially with other possible jurisdictions acting from an online perspective. They invited us up there to ask if we were interested in it, participating, just to streamline services since New Hampshire County doesn't provide our trade services. And I told them I'm very interested and that I would speak to you and get your direction on whether or not you'd like me to pursue this with them. The main questions that I asked were, what's it going to cost?
Okay, number one question.
And what's it going to cost moving forward?
Right.
I was assured a number of times that there is no cost to the town. They are pursuing this with the intent to bring us on board, and the only way they can assure that is to absorb all the costs themselves. So that's kind of where it's at right now. They're looking at moving forward, implementing this in July of 2018, so there is some time to go. Right now, they want our IT groups to network and figure out what's going to happen to make this work.
What's the name of the company, John?
It's called InterGov.
Enter.
E-N-E-R-G-O-V.
G-O-D. Okay.
G-O-V.
G-O-V.
Gov.
Tyler system. I'm not familiar with it. I did not know any of this was happening until 2 weeks ago. There was email blast, and basically they said, do you want to hang out and work with us? No.
So is there a concept to move all permitting online so you apply online and upload your drawings and everything?
I'm not
is
sure about the application online, but as far as providing a portal for all residents in New Hanover County to jump online and look at permit status for any project in New Hanover County, that is one of the goals.
Yes.
Okay. We're really trying to streamline and become more, it's more about customer service.
And so they say
the
what they say what their concept was with how you come on board?
Online portal that
okay.
I'll be able to jump on and work with. They may provide us with a laptop and a license or provide us with a license that they'll install on our computers.
Okay.
Not really entirely sure yet. This was okay. a 30-minute meeting to, are you interested?
So you can ask them if there will be a way for people to do their application online, or do they see that coming down the road?
I would definitely assume that's part of it, but that question was not asked
okay.
in that meeting. So.
Good. Well, good for you. Maybe they were listening the other day.
there's a lot of good uses for that for the county perspective.
Yeah.
If you have an online database.
Yeah.
So.
And especially if you have projects that they have to, like you said, the trades to inspect.
I'm excited to change software companies. The one that I'm using, I'm very happy with. But if this streamlines things and makes everything easier, I'm all about it. So.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, good. Good. Fire department.
Nothing.
Except great firemen. Right.
Scared me out of 3 years of my life, but I can't afford 3 years.
Okay. Police department. Public works.
So just I sent a memo to the council Monday morning. We are down two people. We're not going to go into the details. If you need more information, please talk with Nancy or Sonny. But because of that, we believe that we should hire one now. It won't impact the budget for this year because they're both out on disability. But between the two of them, kind of working with Nancy and Sonny, the right move for the department is to hire one and then during the budget process talk about the second one. He's been very short for a number of months now, two people down. And so he will be making... Him and Jimmy will be working through that process and getting someone this week or next week, I think. I just wanted to make sure council knew about it before we did it, because it does take us one over on staffing on paper, but not in the budget process. So if you have any more questions, we can talk offline. I just want to make sure council is aware.
Do we need a consensus or anything to support Public Works doing this?
I don't think we do, because it doesn't impact the budget, but if Nancy tells me we do, I'll make a motion.
I don't think so for this budget year.
Yeah, I just want to council aware.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would think all of us would, especially with the tourist season coming up and having to have time to train a couple of new people. Yeah. Good. Okay, old business. First, I would like to request a motion to call a closed session for the purpose of consulting an attorney per North Carolina General Statutes 143-318, period 11, A3. Do I hear a motion?
I'll make a motion to consult an attorney for whatever you reference.
Okay.
I'll second.
Got Jim on that. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Cool. Opposed? Okay, we will be back shortly.
Yeah.
Okay. Do I have a motion to
I move
come
we
back
return
into?
To open session.
A second.
Okay. You ready, John?
I'm ready whenever you are, Mayor.
They did make a motion. Did you guys vote?
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. We have approval for amendments to the our ordinances, Chapter 5, Buildings and Building Regulations, Article 2, Administration, Division 4, Permits, Section 5-61, Prerequisite to Construction, Demolition, Remodeling, and Impervious Surfaces, et cetera, for a development line. Okay.
Mayor, I'm here for two reasons. Sorry I didn't catch that in the agenda when I saw it, but I'm here to receive council's guidance on whether or not to go to the Coastal Resources Commission meeting in May and ask for the enactment of a development line for Curie Beach. And if so, then I would need town council to also approve the ordinance language that's been presented to you in section 5-61. So I can go over the ordinance language or the map first. It probably made more sense to go over the map first.
Yeah.
Yes, I would agree.
Okay.
So, this is Alabama Avenue. This dark line here, this is our existing easement that runs across every single property in Curie Beach for beach renovation purposes. This would be considered our new development line.
That's the existing easement line?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
For lack of better terms, it already is our development line because nothing should be built seaward of that line other than a beach crossover.
Right. Is something built seaward of that line now?
Council has approved some items to be built seaward of
that
line.
We have a couple pools over there.
Pools, okay. Okay.
This line right here is our existing static line. That's the line that you would measure back 60 feet to where you can build your house.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What this says right here in this specific map, in this specific location, is you can build your house potentially all the way up to that dark line if you wanted to.
And you can build it bigger.
Can't build it bigger.
No, because
still restricted to 5,000 square feet. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you want to go bigger than 5,000 square feet, you have to be set back even further.
Okay.
So, while you're digesting that for a second, yes, that means you could possibly build your house closer to the ocean and your surrounding neighbors will be really mad at you.
Right.
Okay? There are other things that come to play there. I don't think that would really be the issue because we have flood insurance rates that would, they generally speaking, the closer you get to the ocean, the more restricted the zone you're in.
Yep.
Along with that comes more engineering and construction costs to build your house to withstand that additional flood zone. I don't think we'd see a lot of extra development more so than what we've got already, which is everybody wants to put a pool in front of their house.
Right.
Additionally, what I've seen, the way things are rolling now, when people buy a house on the ocean front, they're buying it to rent out weekly. 90% of them are buying it to rent out weekly. If they can put a pool out in front of their house, that's an extra $2,000 to $3,000 a week they can charge for the rental of that house. I'm going to move on down the beach so you can see the relation to the line. Mm-hmm. See there, Dow Avenue, Sea Lane. Mm-hmm.
Except there's an extra house there now. It's ceiling. Okay, where it bulged out there, is that because of the, to your left, is that because those swimming pools are?
No, ma'am. That line has been there since 1995.
Right.
Why it was delineated that way, I have no idea.
Because of how the dune was back in 1995. Mm-hmm. Right? It's from the high timeline, right?
There are other places that are unexplained to me also, and we'll see them as we go down.
Yeah.
So, that's not the vegetation line.
No, sir.
That dotted line.
That's our static line.
Right there, it's
static. The static line is the line that the camera delineated, what year? I think that was done in 1997, as the basis for us to measure off of for development.
Mm-hmm. So will that line basically go away now? And
no, ma'am. That's the beauty of this. There. That's the beauty of this. Also, we can put this into play and make this part of our ordinance. And if we decide we don't like it in 3 months, we can start doing things the way we've been doing them for the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Moving on down here, this is Sea Watch. This is the most restrictive area.
Right.
The static line is right there. And the 60-foot setback actually places in front of those houses right in line with the easement, which is why council has approved several pools in those areas.
If they get washed away, they couldn't repair, though, and rebuild, right? With your proposed ordinance?
With council's permission, they possibly could.
But they would have to require special permission, yes. Right? Every time.
Every time.
Because we gave them an easement, right?
We did not give them an easement.
We said if we had to do work down there, they'd have to, we'd rip their pool out. Right.
They gave us
and they'd have to pay
their
for
property
it there.
For our easement.
Right.
And we allowed them to use our easement on their property.
Right.
That just sounds weird.
But did we record it, Mr.?
It was not.
It's recorded, well.
It was a contractual agreement.
Yeah, that's a contract.
Right. But the easement is the beach renourishment easement.
Mm-hmm.
There we go, N Avenue. There is your static line. There is your development line.
So basically, those houses could move out if they wanted to expand their house as long as they didn't impact the footprint property.
If they wanted to.
Yeah.
You got to remember, they're relegated to 5,000 square feet or less.
But they actually can't cross the street, so they couldn't build up to that line.
Here's the pieces that I feel that are most important to the town.
That's right.
This is our business district.
Basis,
that is
building,
where you
can
build up to, as long as you're still 60 feet away from this line, which is your first line of stable and natural vegetation.
John, we certainly, they can't build across the public street.
Well, no, sir. You're only allowed to build on your property.
Oh, okay. Right. I mean,
what he's saying is that corner lot becomes buildable. Right now, it's not, right?
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the issue. So, our oceanfront park, obviously our oceanfront park, but that lot is unbuildable right now.
Okay.
Which I don't know if it's a full-size lot either, I don't think.
He has combined them.
Okay, so on the deed, they're deeded together now with Bud and Joe's and that, or the real estate lot? Okay.
He has expressed interest to me on numerous occasions to what he can do and what he can design, and I've asked him to hold off until council decides
what to do
here.
Okay, if we do the development line, then what can he do?
He can basically fill this entire lot up with a building.
Right.
With any setbacks at all?
The same setbacks as we have for everything
yeah,
else.
His lot will be completely useful instead of half of it being useless.
Okay.
It's important to note in other areas in the B1, all of these structures right here have the potential for redevelopment of even larger structures than what is there now versus not being allowed to rebuild at all or further back.
Yeah, so the issue there is the parking. I don't know what's the requirement for rooms for a motel?
1.2 spaces per hotel room,
right? But they'd go up to 3 stories because they're only 2 stories now, right? If they redeveloped and then they get parking underneath, probably. Okay.
Potentially go to 4 stories depending on the flood zone and the elevation of the lot, because we do allow flat roofs for commercial projects.
Oh.
And we do have height lift exceptions for mechanical appurtenances that they can put on top.
Wow, okay. So it'd be 35 foot to the bottom of the roof. To the t- The flat part of the roof, right?
Correct.
So you allow, okay, just like the decks down our way.
If somebody got really, really creative, it could happen.
Well, plus they had to have the parking there because of the setback.
That's correct.
In Oceanside.
Yeah. And now they could move closer to the ocean if they rebuild. Okay.
So.
Wow, nice drawing there in the ocean.
Moving down the beach here.
Wow, it cuts way in.
As you can see, there's I Avenue. You got to remember, we've got the bulkhead here, and that's why that thing, that's where the bulkhead ends, where Second Avenue was.
Yep.
Yes, Second Avenue, First Avenue, whatever it was.
It was Second Avenue.
Here's the most interesting place to me. You can see how that easement juts out in this
Wow,
area.
That's crazy.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
Whatever.
And we can't change that?
You know whose house it is.
Lee Wren's?
That?
Yeah, it's Lee Wren's house. Of course it is.
The same.
So the only people that understood that were probably Andy and me, right? So and John. So for the rest of the crowd, Lee Wren was the
and
person.
Jim.
Yeah, Jim might have. I don't know where he went.
But
Lee Wren was the person who got all the easements for the beach renourishment for the town. He's also a former mayor and councilman as well.
But his house is
and he had a bulkhead. That's why it is. He had a bulkhead out there before Fran. So that's probably why that is. That's interesting, though.
So once again, what you've got here, that's this line right here. Sorry. That's your static line. So if you measure 60 feet back from that line, that's where you can start building.
Right.
So these lots in this area are affected more. So their footprint isn't quite as large. Mm-hmm. This line, if we use the development line, it would greatly increase their footprint and render those lots more valuable.
Right.
So that means if they tear down those older ones, the new house can be closer
or
to
they
that
can add
line
on to
like
it.
Their neighbors are.
Or they possibly
they
add
can
on
add on. Because they're probably not that big.
Here is your glass house.
Yep.
And the line starts going back out. Here is 857 Southport Fisher Boulevard, the Sea Monster, right across from Red Store. So, give you some landmarks. I don't know why it jutted out like that either. I thought that was another interesting one. And here we go. Into Bill's neighborhood. There should be this. Yet another interesting one. Generally speaking, all of Ocean Dunes is illegally non-conforming, every building, based on the setbacks and the size of the structure. Potentially, especially in the northern buildings, like the first 10 buildings, measuring back. And depending on the size of the buildings, they could possibly rebuild exactly where they are based on where that line is. I haven't actually done precise measurements on it. This is just guesstimating based on the map. At any rate, they should be able to move those buildings closer to the road and rebuild them if absolutely needed. Again, this is only an issue if a certain building is destroyed over 50%.
Right. So what you're saying is if we don't change it and they get destroyed over 50%, they might have to move the building into the parking lot and switch stuff around.
They're definitely going to have to move the building in the parking lot, but additionally, based on the size, if it's over 5,000 square feet per building, they're going to have to be applying for variances from the town of Curie Beach and the Coastal Resources Commission for setbacks.
Right.
Both of us. So it's still possible they'll be able to rebuild. They're just going to have to jump through more red tape.
Right.
They may have to do the same way, but this will grant even more relief.
Right, so this is helpful to them as well. Okay,
it
good.
Is.
Okay. It may not fix all the problem, but it's at least a help, right? So
there you
it's,
go.
And it's what we could do, something we could do, okay?
And we're getting about through our southern. As you can see, the building's jumped out there, but somewhere in here, there's probably not a whole lot this line is going to be doing for you because your vegetation is declining in this area.
Ouch.
it says they're
only 60 feet back from the static line, though. Right. It might be all right, actually.
As long as the building's under 5,000 square feet.
Right.
Yeah.
Those buildings are bigger than that.
So, here's where our beach nourishment limits end.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit there.
Well, yeah.
So at this point, this is particularly interesting right here. In order for Coastal Resources Commission to take this map from us, we're going to have to physically draw in the rest of this line, since that easement ends there. We have not done that yet. We've kicked, and when I say we, I'm speaking of Ken Richardson. He's a specialist with CAMA and the Moorhead City office that I've been working on all this with. He will basically draw what he thinks will be approved, and I either say, yeah, I'll go with that, or no, I don't like that, and take my chances with Coastal Resources Commission.
He's not the one that just left, is he?
No, ma'am.
Who was it that...
Braxton Davis.
Yeah.
So can you keep coming down? Can you go, or you got to go to the next drawing? Well, this one goes more.
This is actually it. So.
Oh, that's the end.
Yeah, we'll see how far it goes over to signature lines now.
Oh, never mind. So you're saying that's the last Riggins building right there on the floor?
Yep. Down there, the black arm.
Okay, okay. And the issue is you're thinking because our easements don't go down, you're not sure where the last part of that line goes.
Well, our easements don't go all the way down there because that's the end of our project limits. So
right.
What I'm saying is, since there's not a line there, we have to draw one in because all of our jurisdiction has to have it.
Yeah, exactly right. Okay. And you're going to ask him to propose one, then if you don't like it, you're going to draw your own in.
There you go.
Okay, fine.
Don't even ask me what my parameters for not liking it are because I don't know what they would be. I mean,
right. Yeah.
There's no way that any of these can be rebuilt even with a development line that's out there in the ocean. It's just, they can't be rebuilt.
Right.
You're talking about the Riggins?
The Riggins, yeah. Well, even the last two buildings, right?
And these Ocean News buildings here. That's
25. So you estimate that the new line will probably...
I'm guessing, based on what we've talked about, I think he's gonna start about right there and bring it down kind of like that. That's not sealing the death sentence for anyone. That's just putting a line on a map. And I think that's important to note.
Well, yeah, I think what it says, and I think people know it, although I don't know that Riggins would like to hear it, is that if your buildings get knocked down, which they've been being told for a while, you're not going to rebuild them right there. It's a good thing you have property across the street because they're not going to let you rebuild them again.
Right.
Regardless of what happens with the line.
Right. So if they get more than 50% damaged, CAMA, not Curie Beach, but CAMA's going to say you can't fix it.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Correct.
And you think it's just those two outer buildings, or the one on the inside is probably safe, you think, or you're not sure?
Like I said, I think that line's going to come kind of like through there.
Well, hopefully you can push it on the other side of that building.
That'd be a little give and take.
I understand. You don't want them to be
okay
rejected.
If you're okay moving forward, I would appreciate that that latitude to make that choice. Because really it's not going to make a difference either way.
Yeah, because Cam is going to... Yeah, right. I got you. Okay. Cool.
That's pretty much it in a nutshell. There's our line. It's already there. You're not supposed to build over that line anyway. Council in the past has allowed some of these things. I wouldn't recommend doing that anymore, but it is what it is. If you want to change it, we can go back to doing it the way we've always done it with the static line, or we cannot do anything at all and keep going as normal.
Well, as far as I could tell, the development line proposed helps everybody except the people who couldn't be helped to begin with.
Correct.
I didn't see anybody who was harmed by the development line.
No, sir. Me.
Right.
And
actually, everybody did a little better with the development line.
Yeah.
The one other thing that I really like is the ongoing problem we've always had is where are we getting our money to support the town year after year, and about the only thing that's left is possibility of our commercial district improving. and this allows the commercial district to improve.
It helps one lot, right?
It helps more one lot.
Okay. I'm in favor. I mean, I don't know where the rest of council is, but
yep.
I'm in favor of moving forward with this. I think it's a good change. I think the other thing to John that your recommendation was is once we set the development line, then future councils can say you can build the development line, don't go past it, and then people won't pull because it looks like it gives them room in the development line. Right now with the static line, we've been moving in and out, but if you say we're including pools with that, that makes it easier for you and future councils potentially. Because then we don't do those variances. We say, okay, you can build the development line. Whatever you want in there, if you want a pool, the development line is
that's
the line.
That's what this is saying, huh?
Right. So
do you need a motion on the ordinance first or a general ordinance approving going forward?
I think we need to approve the development.
Okay, I need you to tell me to go to CRC to ask for this approval, and then I need you to pass this ordinance.
So I make a motion. I make a motion. We direct the building inspector to go to CAMA for switching to the development line model.
I second.
All those in favors?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
And now for the ordinance, do we need a public hearing, or is it part of the section we don't have to have a public hearing for?
Not in any zoning, so.
Well, I was just asking to make sure, right, before we make a motion on it.
Question for the town attorney.
Well,
it's in chapter 5.
2 is not necessary, but I think it's needed to the benefit of the property owners, so they won't be saying that we were trying to hide something from them. So go ahead and hold one.
So do you need this ordinance passed before you can go?
Yes, sir.
And when did you want to go?
In May.
May.
May. I'm trying to remember the date.
Yeah,
we could do something in April.
30 days prior
to that. Do you have to have the ordinance in as well? What do you have to have 30 days or not? That's the question. I mean, we're benefiting the homeowners, so if it's not required, I'm okay with it. But if we have time, it would be smart. I agree with the attorney if you have time. So is it going to mess up your schedule or not if we don't pass it tonight? Yeah, I'm asking the building inspector.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
26, 27.
I know, but do you have to pre-submit our approved ordinance or no?
When I ask to be placed on the agenda, I have to.
Okay,
so you have to have it to them April, what?
I'm not trying to hurry y'all.
We're trying to help you. We want you to get there.
Yeah, have to have it within a certain number of days and our meeting doesn't go along with that, we can change and have a public hearing earlier.
So if I could make the April schedule, that would be good. It wouldn't bother me at all to move to July, but.
No. We're not proposing that.
No, we're not doing that.
So,
what can happen between now and July?
So happy. You guys want to have a?
Well, that's what I'm asking. Do we have time or not? That's what I'm trying to figure out. When do you have to send stuff to them to get on the agenda by? So, if we have a public hearing next Friday, if we continue this,
I don't remember the exact dates. He emailed me when he wanted this up, and I can't remember.
Okay, why don't we do it the end of next week, and that ought to be sufficient time.
Well, that's what I was
thinking.
Still
in March.
You, Nancy has to be able to advertise how many days?
Do you need to submit it 30 days before the 26th?
There's no statutory time limit, Andy. Is there? It's not under zoning.
No, but it's just a matter if we put it in the paper, we have given them notice.
The paper is next Wednesday.
Let's put it in paper on Monday and talk about it on. See if we can do it by Friday.
Well, okay. That's what I'm asking.
Adopt it and say we're going for the CRC and then hold a public meeting or an informational meeting as to what this would mean. And if you think there's too much controversy, you can pull it from the CRC.
Yeah,
I like that idea.
Sounds better.
Next Friday is the 27th.
Right? I won't be here. It's the 31st.
Go to your April meeting.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, I don't want to jerk them around falling off the agenda. I mean, so.
I mean, have you read the ordinance?
I have. Yeah. I see all the red.
We cleaned the ordinance up and we added one line, but none of it is really applying to anything until we get it approved.
Ooh, wait a minute. So, what's in. I assume red was all the changes. It's more than one line. If I'm looking in the old business PDF.
Other than the definitions, I'm sorry.
Okay. So if we jump off the definitions, right, you took out impervious surfaces, which is weird, but okay, fine.
Yep.
And then you just marked out building and added construction. I'm fine with it. If it's not required, I think Nancy's proposal is we adopt it and then have an information... and just advertise that we've adopted a change to the ordinance and have it for review at the town hall. And if we get feedback in the April meeting, then we tell you to pull it.
Yeah. And if we do get feedback, that's a problem. We can go back.
Right. Because we can change.
And make a change.
Yeah. And we could, when you advertise it, Nancy, we could just ask for it, people review and give us any feedback at the April meeting. Does that work for you, Andy? For your concerns, because it's not a legal concern. Can I make a motion we adopt the ordinance as presented and direct the town staff to advertise about the change and ask for inputs at the April meeting if anyone has concerns?
Do you want to have an informational meeting as part of the council meeting, or do you want to have it earlier, like 6 o'clock?
Nancy, what do you think? Do you have any recommendations? Can I have the information meeting at 6 o'clock?
Which on April the change? 21st, which is April's the
18th.
And the meeting's the 26th, so you need time to pull it. So yeah. I would make it part of your regular April meeting.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe first thing on the agenda.
Okay, cool. And you second that?
Yes, second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, do we have any comments from the audience out there? Anything, any of you would like to comment on this?
Bill, the sun's not on.
Yeah, turn the lights back on.
Bill, did you see anything?
Turn the lights back on.
These are prescription diseases.
There you go. Nice. You can't read your stuff. There you go.
Did you see anything?
As a member of Ocean Dunes, I think it would benefit all of us in this, that the town really knows we do pay a lot of taxes here. We don't want to lose those buildings.
No, yeah. We don't. We hope not. That's in God's hands, not ours.
Yeah, but rebuilding's in yours, not God's.
Actually, in Kama's, right? So
yeah, in Kama's.
We'll let you rebuild if we're allowed to. I can always guarantee, but I think it's in Kama.
I do have one clarification, if I can ask John.
Yes, sir.
When we talked about this earlier, 2100 and 2000, we thought could possibly be rebuilt if they were pushed to the street and reversed the parking lot. Has that changed?
It's all speculation.
But so you get a line and it's all speculation.
It's all speculation and it's all based off of potentially having to go through variance processes with CRC and the town of Curie Beach.
Understood. But it's still possible given those variants.
Anything possible.
No, there's certain things I can't do regardless of it's not possible.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Good. Number two, ma'am.
Glass half full, Bill.
There you go. Nice.
Okay. Nancy, you're up. With their CAMA contracts.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you,
nice
you
job, John.
Thank
good
you.
Good night, John.
Very
good night.
Well, wait a minute. Did y'all vote on that?
Yes,
we did.
Yes,
we did.
In your agenda packets, you have copies of two CAMA contracts. We did apply last year and received the award for work at E Avenue Access and I Avenue Access. Work involves paving the parking lot area and installing solar lighting on the crossovers themselves, as we did at H Avenue. These contracts are not effective until April 1st. We have not budgeted the cash amounts on the one for E Avenue. It's $11,257, our match for the grant. I Avenue is $14,121, plus each of them have $2,200 in kind, which would be staff time, so it's not an actual cash. when we talked about this at the department head meeting, the mayor said it would be nice to go ahead and do the solar lighting part of it before the summer. It would be nice to do all of it before the summer, but after talking with Public Works and Building Inspection, including Finance, and what we have on our schedule right now, we would prefer to do all of March at one time in the fall and then have it in one budget year. If we try to do some work now, we're in this budget year, and then some in the next budget year.
Okay.
That's more time consuming for Finance Officer keeping track. Everything for reimbursement. So I'm asking you to approve both of these contracts. He is contract number 7136, and also authorize the Finance Officer to include the cash amount in fiscal year 7/8.
I make a motion we approve contracts 7136 and 7135 and authorize the Finance Officer to include cash matches in the budget.
The upcoming budget.
Yes, the upcoming budget. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Yes,
okay.
I'm going to use what's up.
I just
want to approve them. I did. Yep.
It's okay.
Love you.
Okay. New business. We don't have any new business. Mayor updates. We have a couple of meetings coming up. Craig, are you going to MPO?
Jim and I will divide those two up. We'll figure that out, but I can go to MPO. That's
well,
in April,
whichever
right?
ones you guys
mm-hmm.
want to do.
He'll take one.
So
we'll
you'll
take,
take the trains.
Yeah, I hate to talk for him. I'm glad he did talk.
Okay.
I got
and it's at the same, it's in the same building and room that we have the MPO meeting, which is in the downtown county government building on the sixth floor. Okay, and if you have any problems, you know, you guys just ask me.
Yep, that's okay.
Great, great room to meet in. They do not meet in Galen Hall anymore, like they used to.
Okay, so that's where I met.
No, that's the building next to it at the other end of the parking lot that the county completely renovated. Okay.
On the dead bodies.
You weren't supposed to bring that up.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I guess, do we need approval, because we didn't do it last month, for us to go to the meeting in Nags Head?
I thought it was on consent agenda.
Consent agenda.
Yeah,
it
was
consent
agenda.
Agenda.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
We're
okay.
Good.
Skipped right over that one. Also, I have had Tiffany Leslie with Special Olympics has asked to have the polar plunge in Curie Beach from now on. Now, I mean, you know, they're their own nonprofit, and if they come to Curie Beach every year and ask to be here, that's really their business, and I guess we've talked to her when she comes to tell us, but I wanted to give you guys a head up that they do want to be in Curie Beach every year.
Okay.
Is, okay. And I've talked to our police, haven't had a chance to talk to our fire people, but I've talked to police and public works, and they're fine with it. They like that group. We're going to have to work out some things with the police department and Special Olympics on some parking issues, but other than that, they're very agreeable. Okay, do any of the commissioners have anything they would like to add tonight?
I have two quickies. One is a piece of information. During the last storm damage construction project, you know that we went quite a few days beyond the original schedule. There was significant cost associated with that, but the Corps of Engineers negotiated with the contractor, and they actually recovered $1.1 million. Half of that money will go to the state, and half of that money will go back to ROT. I think it's nice to hear that something went down in cost than what was expected. So that was a point I wanted to share with you that came from Layton. The other thing I wanted to share is that I'd like you to start thinking for the next meeting to talk about the parking lot next to the Quick Mart down there. is to your thoughts for whether the town should participate in that again this year, or if we should tell Sam he's on his own. So think about that, and I'll make it an agenda item for the next meeting.
While you're thinking about, think about it.
Sorry, Nancy?
Have you spoken with him at all?
No, but I would like to get the feeling of the council before I have to talk to him, either to go ahead or a step back. So I'd like to get the feeling of the council before I do that.
Have we heard from any of the businesses?
Include that maybe in the first budget workshop too, if we have that information.
Okay.
That impacts.
Yeah.
The budget also.
If I'd like for you guys to be thinking about if we have to put money into it again this year. Hiring a teenager or somebody to sit down there and collect payments to park there, even if we have a special permit for employees, instead of constantly spending taxpayers' dollars to provide parking.
That's not a bad idea, except the town's not the major contributor to the cost.
Right.
So, yeah,
we don't have an ordinance to allow us to do that.
We just need to think it through a little bit.
Well, we also lost some business participation too last year.
Yes, we did.
Yes.
Sam took less than Lance. Yeah.
And
okay.
If you invest the
money,
that
so
maybe it's a good opportunity for him to make money.
I've got two items. One, commending the police department also for their actions during our swimming incident, or lack of swimming incident, and because besides handling the situation with the investigation, they also handled all the family matters when the family showed up.
Yeah.
So they were totally tied up with that. And
let me also say, I met the parents of the young man that did not make it, and they were extremely complimentary about our police department and how well treated they were, and they felt really good about the whole town and everybody here, but especially our police officers who worked with them.
And the last thing I've got is I'd like to commend the mayor and the staff for the breakfast. I hadn't been to a bigger or better breakfast in all the years that I've been going to. There was a lot of good comments in the room, and I think you guys did a great job.
Thank you. I will tell you, Bill Sappho said before he left that he would like very much for the city to sponsor one of these meetings, if not the next one, then the one after. And, you know, for inviting them, he'd like to do something in return. So. Okay, and yeah, these two ladies were fantastic. I just wish you had told me we had invited the city. I just didn't.
You had a time that better with
Bill's
time.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, that was perfect.
Make a motion to close.
Cedric. Of course.
I'll let you pick it, Nancy. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Sorry,
good night, guys.
Good night.
Yeah, I will be careful driving, and I'll go drink some more coffee.